Centers of America, proud sponsor of StoryCorps, celebrating the power of listening.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. Brian Ford's financial analysis is made possible in part by Flat Five Productions, presenting the uplifting South African a cappella group Ladysmith Black Mambazo, January 26th at Carpenter Theater. Tickets available at the box office or etix.com. Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news. Welcome back, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. How are you doing today?
Just fine. Well, happy holidays to you.
Thanks. Same to you.
You know, someone said the word of the year in 2013 was selfie. I have a feeling maybe in 2014 it might be taper. What do you think?
Well, that's a good question, actually. I like that start. Last week was another good week for U.S. stocks. Major market averages were up about 2.5%. Bonds sold off somewhat. You know, it was kind of the story for all of 2013 in a nutshell, really. Europe continued its strong second-half run, and emerging markets like China and Brazil were down yet again. But you're right. The big news, of course, was that the Fed officially decided to slow down or taper its multi-year bond-buying stimulus. But they said they would keep short-term rates low for a long time. Markets reacted very strongly. More details on that shortly in this report. Wayne, this will likely be a low-volume week with, of course, Christmas Eve tomorrow being a half day and Christmas Day being on Wednesday. So a lot of business activity will not go on this week. We got some more good news in our stockings about the U.S. economy last week. I don't know if you saw this, but the third quarter U.S. GDP was revised upward from 3.6 to 4.1%. This is the first time that U.S. GDP has posted a 4 number since 2011. Now, the move from 3.6 to 4.1 may not sound a lot, but it's a big move statistically speaking, and also showed less of a buildup in inventories, which is a healthy sign. Further data showed that industrial production in the U.S. grew to its highest level since mid-2008. That showed companies did not have much slack in their production. They're mostly maximizing their capacity. The good news is now that good news is being treated as good news and not gallows material for the Fed. You know, there may not be as much momentum this last week of the year, but that was good news last week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get into it about the tapering by the Federal Reserve. What's it going to mean to, you know, the average citizen?
It's a good question. First of all, outgoing Fed Chief Ben Bernanke said they would reduce their spending by about $10 billion a month from $85 billion to $75 billion. Still a lot of money. That likely means they will stay on this kick through at least most of 2014. They also said they will purposely hold short-term interest rates near zero. So that means investors looking for more interest on their checking accounts or money market accounts and one-year CDs will likely be disappointed. Those rates won't be going up. The taper is likely bad news if you're looking for it to lock in a rate to buy a house soon. That's because longer-term rates like the 20 and 30-year mortgage rates are going up. And mortgage companies predict that 5% will be the going rate soon. Now, that's still low by historical standards of the past 30, 40 years. But 5% is a lot higher than the 3% you could have gotten about 18 months ago. Banks are going to love this new taper since they'll be able to make more money on the spread they offer depositors, which is going to stay low, and the loan rates that they charge businesses, which is going up. Overall, investors did not perceive the taper as a lump of coal. They were very positive. Stocks shot up nearly 300 points on Wednesday afternoon. It's kind of a Goldilocks situation for investors, Wayne. The Fed remains in the game, remains vigilant, keeping rates low, and the economic data is looking better. That was good enough to pull a lot of cash off the sidelines last week.
I see. Okay, we've got about 3 minutes, a little bit over. The retail shopping season not looking too good despite all the ads and the discounts and the extended hours and everything. What's happening?
No, it was a tough week, Wayne. Analysts report that traffic this past weekend was lower than expected, down about 7% this time last year. This came despite very aggressive pricing and some pretty decent weather. You know, remember the previous weekend in many metro areas was caught up by a lot of snow and ice storms. Shoppers seem content to bide their time and wait till after Christmas. Online sales have been a bright spot for retailers, as most major companies are showing double-digit growth in their sales. But, you know, not such great news because holiday shopping can often account for 50% or more of a retailer's profit for the year. So this is a crucial time.
Mm-hmm. All right, the time has come for you to bring us your annual version of The Night Before Christmas. We always look forward to that. It's your view of the year in review in verse form.
Here we go. 'Twas the week before Christmas, and now seems the time to reflect on the year as we reach winter's clime. The stockings have been hung by the chimney with care in hopes that new bitcoins would soon be in there. Congress cut some deals and snuggled in their beds while visions of websites still danced in their heads. Bernanke in his kerchief and Yellen on her way had delivered an interest rate taper after quite a long delay. Now let me tell you of a recent chance meeting they made for quite an interesting holiday greeting. In that foggy time between dream and sleep, an odd noise shook me from my slumber and made me leap. And then in a twinkling I heard on my roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I looked at my clock, midnight was coming around. Down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. A sack on his back, he was a right jolly old elfie. I laughed when I saw him using my phone for a selfie. We sat together near the presents piled high, and I saw that famous twinkle in his eye. Legend has it that Santa may have few cares, but it turns out he knows about the bulls and the bears. Turns out the big guy is not stuck in the sticks. He keeps up with the world these days via his own Netflix. His favorite shows are not all too shabby. There's Duck Dynasty and, of course, Downton Abbey. His first lesson he told me he learned on the fly. Watch carefully when demand outstrips supply. Whether 'tis prices of stocks, bonds, real estate, or gold, this is a lesson that never grows old. As for financial issues that had been such a tester, such as fiscal cliff, government shutdown, and, of course, sequester, Santa shared some optimism as he chatted with glee. Unemployment will get better, as should the economy. On the topic of health care, he held his pipe in his teeth, and the smoke had encircled his head like a wreath. When considering new toys for color and for fit, he assured me, if you like your old toy, you can still keep it. Our conversation drew to a close, and his voice went lower. Santa said rates will stay low, and the going may feel slower. With boomers in their 60s and an aging population, recession seems far off, as does high inflation. Before I leave, a final piece of advice meant for all investors, be they naughty or nice. Good financial planning is not simply a lark. Remember, 'twas not raining when Noah built his ark. Now, amidst all of your tweeting on topics whose importance is mostly fleeting, be good to each other, make others' burdens light. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Brian. Incidentally, if folks would like to hear that again, we expect it's going to be on the website, ideastations.org, just a little bit later this morning. So just look for Brian's Monday morning analysis. Brian Ford's report is not a research recommendation for any particular company and does not provide legal or tax advice. Brian, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll talk to you next time.